Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya-Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today we've got a very exciting episode. We're coming to you live from New York City and we're at the incredible Hudson Yards building for the first end-to-end value chain springboard of 2020, kindly sponsored by SAP and Sapphire Ventures. And I am joined by Klaus Buchler, Vice President of Business Development in Europe at Sapphire Ventures. And we've heard from him before in our podcast series, where he shares his thoughts on technologies fueling disruption in consumer goods industries. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that already, please head over to our website and check it out. So Klaus, I'll hand over to you so that you can introduce us to the three industry change makers who will be sharing their insights today.
Hi Joelle, thanks for having me back today. It's such a great pleasure to present again to the Consumer Goods Springboard and to their technology leaders. In the last podcast, you might remember, I talked about how venture capital-led innovation is changing and disrupting the retail and consumer space and how next-generation technology is revolutionizing the consumer industries and also the shopping behavior, and what IT leaders have to do to actually stay ahead of the game and have to do to help the enterprises to stay responsive and also competitive in today's market. We believe that those retailers and consumer products leaders and companies adapting emerging technologies are the ones who will actually outshine their competition. You might remember in my last podcast, I talked about this is not a large company, small company dynamic. It's an innovation dynamic. That means companies who are embracing innovation, that's those ones who are going to be staying ahead. If you look at a couple of statistics, which I talked about, in the last 10 years alone, you know, we saw 4,000 venture-backed companies being kind of funded. In the last 5 years alone, like 10 billion of those funding went to those companies. So this is a pretty big number. And some of those money obviously goes in the companies which we see today. It is my great pleasure to introduce them to do because we believe that these companies in this room, they present some of these next generation emerging technologies, which is important for the consumer and for the retail space. I have with me Andreas, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at Verity. And then I have with me Nick. He's the Chief of Marketing at Newark-based Catchpoint. And last but not least, Vail, who is the leading solution architect at OpsRamp out of California. And so I pass it on to them.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Klaus, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. I look very forward to hearing these insights. And thank you all for being here today. So I'll begin with you, Andreas. To kick us off, can you tell us what trends and challenges are you seeing in the retail and consumer space when it comes to analyzing and optimizing market activities?
Hi, Joelle. Thanks for having us on the podcast. I think the first trend is that marketing gets a lot more broad. In the past, we talked about advertising. Today, everything is focused around the consumer. And there are many departments in an organization, many tools of technology do play a role in understanding what's going on and are important to analyze when you look at what you should do and what you shouldn't do. I think that's the major trend we're seeing. The other thing that we're seeing is there's a lot of opportunity everywhere to optimize activities. There are systems for everything that you can dive into and technology to enable your business. But what that leads us to is that everything gets a lot more complex. You have to juggle many, many systems. There was a research study that found that the average enterprise uses 92 systems to run their marketing activities. And it's really hard to keep an overview of everything. And what it's also very hard is to answer an actually very simple question. How much do I spend and where on which channels for which brands and which markets? And then leaving alone the question, what does it all bring? How does it contribute to my results? And what's the ROI of all these activities? I think these are a bit the trends and the challenges that we're seeing.
Thank you very much, Andreas. That was really very insightful. And so just to continue from this, what needs to be done then to tackle these challenges?
I think the most important thing that companies need to do nowadays is to take ownership of all their analytical activities. In the past, that was very heavily done by external partners that run certain areas of the business. And I think in this complex world, it's really important companies, retailers, advertisers take control over what they do and find a mainly data strategy of how to make sure to connect all the dots from all the different systems. The next thing that they should do is kind of to reduce this complexity that I just mentioned before and to make sure that their staff can make educated decisions. So ultimately, it compares a bit to needles in the haystack. Analysts very often try to find a lot of needles, and as I said, it's so complex. There are a lot of needles somewhere, and the haystack is so huge, it's very hard to find it. And very often, you just don't find anything. And I think what's important going forward is to build a system around the data that you have that provides you all the needles and put the marketers in control to pretty much make the right decisions.
Great. Thank you very much, Andreas. And I really liked those powerful words that you said about companies really needing to take ownership and take control. So that's a key takeaway, I think, for our listeners today. So now I'd like to hear from you, Nick. And let's kind of talk about customer experience now. So, Nick, can you shed your insights on what do you think some of the biggest challenges are that retailers face when it comes to customer experience?
Thank you, Joelle, for having me, and thank you, Klaus, for inviting us over. So retailers today have either online presence or they have both brick and mortar presence with in-store experience as well as online presence. Any retail today has to have an online presence. We live in a digital world, we live in a digital economy. So the challenge of the online experience is dealing with a complexity associated with delivering services to customers all over the world and from many different locations. So we talk about those services being delivered over the internet, but what is the internet at the end of the day? It consists of a combination of services, multiple service providers, wireless service providers, security providers, content delivery networks, and all of that infrastructure, all of those services that really combine to provide services to customers are really outside the control of the retailer. So the challenge is, how do I deliver a great online experience to my customers when most of the infrastructure that I use to deliver the service is outside my control? Well, the biggest challenge is to shed light to that infrastructure, to be able to identify problems when they occur, so you can fix problems when they happen, and you can fix them quickly. That is the biggest challenge that online and retailers that sell products online have today. But beyond the online experience, if we look at retailers with and brick and mortar in-store experience, I think there's many opportunities there for them to optimize that experience and deliver more of an enhanced experience to the customers, whether that's finding the product very quickly, checking out very quickly. I mean, a bad experience in the store, it can't be as bad experience online. You know, if you have a bad experience in the store, you're just going to walk out. You're going to walk out to the store next door and you buy a different product. So the challenge is, how do I deal with this ever complex environment that helps me to deliver my services to my customers?
That is indeed quite a large challenge. And so just to continue from this, Nick, can you tell us, in your view, what is customer experience?
Sure. I mean, I'm going to really keep it very basic here. I mean, this may be very obvious to everybody, but at the most basic level, when it comes to customers, you look after your customers and they will come back. They will return. I mean, that's the most fundamental thing that every business needs to remember, right? I see it every day. In my company, I see it every day. When we provide an excellent service to customers, they really, truly appreciate it. They become customers for life. So I think the most basic level, that's the most important thing. But if we look at today's world, which is digital, and most of us have digital customer experiences, right? Whether you're buying products online, whether you're Googling something, customers have very high expectations when it comes to the experience that they're getting on the internet. You may have heard the expression that slow is the new down. Your site doesn't have to be down for you to walk out of that online experience. You can literally lose a customer in milliseconds. There's so much choice there. There's so much variety of services and online experiences you can have. You're not going to give an online retailer a second chance. So it's very important for anybody that really aspires to give the customer a great online experience. It's very important for them to understand that the bar is set very high. You know, you can't afford really to fall behind. It can be pretty catastrophic for your business. We see it every day. We see massive outages in many online retailers or anybody that has an online presence, and it has a pretty catastrophic impact on their finances, on the business, but also is the reputation, right? They might be able to recover from an outage, but the reputation stays with the client, stays with the customer, and it's very difficult to get rid of that. There are statistics out there that talk about it takes 12 positive experiences online to overcome one bad one. So you can lose them with one, it takes 12 positive ones to regain them.
Great. That was really, really very interesting. And I think the beginning of your response really resonates with the old saying that goes, the customer ultimately is king. And very interesting that she said, slow is the new down. And that's very, very true. I mean, I'm sure that when we all, you know, have our experiences online, we definitely, you know, consumers in general have this impatience that is increasingly growing. And indeed, online retailers need to be on the ball and ensure that that customer experience is maintained.
Funny you say that. I have two young kids. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. They're obviously born in the online world. It's very interesting when you see how impatient they are with their online experiences compared to me, who was born at a different generation. So that is telling when it comes to online experiences.
Most definitely. And last but not least, I'm very excited to hear from you, Wael. I would love to hear your insights about IT operations. So, Wael, can you tell us, why is it important for retail customers to run a top-performing IT operations organization?
So IT operations is this unit in IT that usually is responsible for keeping the lights on and keeping things humming. That's the traditional purpose of IT operations, right? But it's becoming increasingly important for any segment, not to mention retail. And the reason is the availability of online experience, but also performance of online experience, it's becoming so essential. And those online services becoming the product that retailers are actually selling. It's not only, you know, it's really about how the user is experiencing the online product is really what matters. So it's becoming very important for IT operations to stay competitive, basically making sure that the assets and the applications and the database and everything behind it is performing top-notch to satisfy that business goal. And the second reason is there is so much change happening in the IT operations world, new and upcoming technologies, things are coming and going. Those organizations need to stay nimble in order to be able to compete with newer markets and newer startups and things like that, right? It's almost comparing a ship liner trying to turn around competing with a speedboat. That's kind of the best analogy. So you need to put new engines on your oil tanker and trying to shift it around quicker. And so we see the role of IT operations becoming ever more important for retail.
Great. So, I mean, they need to stay competitive to ensure that top-notch performance, like you said, in the midst of all these changes and challenges that are happening within the space. To continue from this, can you tell us what are the roadblocks preventing IT operations in retail from reaching some of these goals?
Yeah, so there are a couple of very interesting data points that are backed by, you know, plenty of research now. So there is a huge cloud skills gap. Cloud engineers are in high demand. If a cloud engineer decided to leave a job and get another job, they could get it tomorrow. Revolving doors. So it's very hard to keep that skill set around. So there's a need to abstract cloud knowledge to some other, you know, higher level abstraction layer so the business is not suffering from lack of specialized skill set in certain cloud vendors. The second challenge is that the shifting landscape in IT, so not only that you're having new cloud technologies coming in, but also it's moving around. It's moving around in location. It's moving around in the nature of it. Database technology is changing very quickly as well. So that's putting pressure on IT ops to deliver the right tool set to observe all these changes. And the last change is really the data velocity and volume. There was a graph I looked at recently. The curve upwards in both of these trends is astronomical. So it's becoming obvious that human IT operators cannot possibly any longer just look at screens and decipher data. That's where machine learning becomes important. That's where AI ops becomes important. As a lot of these are buzzwords, I know, but they are actually real. Cloud is a buzzword. Digital transformation is a buzzword, but they're all real. And we believe that AI ops is a real thing, and it's here to stay, and it's going to be very important for IT ops moving forward.
Great. Thank you. So it's a real thing, and it's here to stay. Well, thank you all very much for sharing those really valuable insights. And I'm sure our listeners would love to engage with you further on all these really exciting topics. So just maybe we'll do a quick roundtable for you guys to let us know where our listeners can reach out to you if they'd like to find out more or engage with you further, ask you more questions, etc.
Yeah, my name is Wael Taki. You can find me on LinkedIn, opsramp.com, opsramp on LinkedIn, Twitter. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my name is Klaus Böcklin, B-O-E-C-K-L-E. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Sapphire Ventures. That's www.sapphire, V-E-N-T-U-R-E-S.com. Thank you.
My name is Andreas Glänzer, G-L-A-E-N-Z-E-R. The company's name is AdVerity. You can find us online at adverity.com. Or on LinkedIn, or on any other social media platform.
My name is Nick Koutsoukos. That's K-O-U-T-S-O-U-K-O-S. You can find me on LinkedIn. The company is called catchpoint.com. The best way to get in touch is through LinkedIn or through our website, catchpoint.com. Thank you.
Great. Thank you all very much. I'm sure our listeners will be reaching out to you all very soon. And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End to End Value Chain podcast, and be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes, or for more information about the End to End Value Chain initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.